Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I got to get home and watch the new Marvel show. Ironheart is out. Did you see what was happening on this thing? People are so lame. People were review bombing it on Rotten Tomatoes before it even came out.
Yeah, they did that with the Marvels. They did that with a couple of our movies too.
What is the issue with a woman starring in a comic book show?
I mean, maybe the comic book nerds who are afraid to actually talk to women in real life are intimidated by a female lead, which is so stupid.
It is just so dumb.
Marvels wasn't a bad movie.
Marvels is good.
Yeah, there was a ton of stinkers in Phase 5. Marvels didn't need to get review bombed. You go bomb the Eternals if you really want to go kill a movie. That one sucked.
Well, you know, the Marvel, they did crank out too much content. They were instructed to crank out too much, and then there's all these loose ends, and now they're trying to tie them up a little bit. This Ironheart show that just dropped on Disney Plus was like made 3 years ago, and it's finally come out. But I say that because I'm online and I see a review, and I've seen a lot of good reviews. But this one says, Ironheart review. Series falls short of reaching the same heights as Iron Man. I think that's the problem. Every time a Marvel movie comes out and doesn't have Iron Man in it, who is dead, people are like, oh, this movie sucks. And then they're like, all right, so let's bring Robert Downey Jr. back. Oh, stupid move.
I do hate the move.
Well, we'll see how it looks. I mean, if they can make it make sense in the story. But again, like what you like. Like what you like. Do you know when you're out in your daily life? I think a lot of people, when we're out in our daily life, we see other people and we worry about what they're thinking of us. Is that a pretty common thing? We see other people and we're worried, oh, are they going to think about how I'm dressed? Are they going to think about what I say? Are they going to remember something that I did? We all think we're the center of the universe. I got to be real with you. Ain't nobody caring about what you're thinking or doing. You got to look out for you.
Not true.
What do you mean?
I am definitely the center of the universe.
Well, okay, you might be the actual anchor being of our Earth.
All right, as long as that's out there on record.
But there's, like, everybody, like, think of all the things that are going through your head when you're somewhere, like when you're at a party. Like, oh, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? Am I doing this? Guess what? The person that you think is judging you is going through the same thing. We got to be able to be ourselves. What is the point of being different if we're all trying to be the same? How's that? Yeah. Is that good motivation advice?
Sure.
Be you. You be you. It's the only you you can be. You be you. Anyway, so like what you like. Go home tonight and watch an episode of Ironheart. I'm not ashamed of it. Not ashamed of it.
I'm with you. I might watch the entire three episodes today.
Somebody who needs to learn my philosophy of life is Aaron Rodgers.
What a segue.
Was he complaining about people wanting to know all the details about his personal life?
I'm sure he made a big stink of it.
I mean, he's sharing details about his personal life. And then I came up with something today. It's called the Aaron Rodgers paradox. Okay? The Aaron Rodgers paradox is he is going to complain about how something is portrayed. But if the opposite thing happened, he would then complain about how it was portrayed. Do you follow? So when he met with the Jets... Steelers, Jets, week one, by the way. When he met with the Jets, he was upset that the Jets had him come out. They had a meeting. He flew out on his dime, cheaper than I am. And then it was a short meeting. You know, we're not that interested. We need to part ways. And so he gets on McAfee's show and he complains about it. He complains about it. However, he said, I fly all the way out for that. Okay. Well, what if this happened? What if the Jets are like, I mean, we're just going to tell them that we're not interested. This is going to be a 10-minute conversation. Do we need to go through the whole thing? Let's just set up a call, tell them on the phone, and be done with it. You know what Rodgers would do? He would have come on the show, and he would said, and I gave 2 years to the Jets, and they couldn't even tell me this to my face? There's no doubt. There's no doubt he would have done that. There's no doubt. So it's the Aaron Rodgers paradox. It's when you complain about something for how it went, but then if the opposite thing happened, you would still complain about that. And I would like that to get trending, hashtag Aaron Rodgers paradox.
Well done. That's so eloquent.
Thank you. Is it not perfect? Does it not perfectly?
It actually perfectly encapsulates him to a T.
It does, but I think there's also enough people that do that, whether they know it or not. And finally, we have a name for it. The ARP. The Aaron Rodgers paradox.
So I've been married to Aaron Rodgers for like 5 years.
So I bring this up because he did speak today. And the newsiest item, which I don't think that we are shocked about this. This seemed like it, but now there's a little more substance to it. Although this is nothing official, and he could always change his mind. But he is going into, or at least telling us, he's going into this season, thinking that it's probably going to be the last dance.
I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
He's yucking it up with Pat McAfee. Is it just because I've listened to him talk for 20 years, or do I just not like how he talks? Do I not like his cadence? Do I not like how he thinks he's so chill? I don't like the way he says love, love, love. I don't like that. That's for certain. That bothers me. But then again, I say Jaguars. So what are we supposed to do here? So you got 1 year left. All right. So what is your agenda here in 2025?
I didn't need this. You know, I didn't need it at all. I don't feel the need to prove anything to anybody or don't have any chip on my shoulder that I need to hold on to. I don't want the attention. I know that's a narrative out there. When this is all done, you won't. It's Kaiser Sosa. You won't see me. I won't be in the public. I don't want to live a public life. That's why it's so strange what's going on right now with my private life, because I don't want to live. I don't want to live a life in the public eye. I'm not going to be in the public eye. When this is done, I'm done, and you won't see me. And I'm looking forward to that. But while I'm in it, and this, for this year, I'm going to give the Steelers everything that I got and empty the tank and be super comfortable and satisfied with whatever happens.
I think he has taken more actions to not be in the public eye.
Love.
The other one, it must be the L's, because when he said life.
Love.
If I ever hear him say live, laugh, love, I'm going to go crazy. Live life, love, love, leaf. He has taken more, and I've been a defender of the way that people have been freaking out about him taking his time to make this decision. He didn't owe anybody anything. He's a free agent. He probably told the Steelers, look, I'll sign, you know, in a little bit. And if the Steelers didn't like that, they didn't have to like it. He was not holding them hostage. And he was not signing for the attention. If he wanted attention, he would have signed right away at a big press conference, been to everything. He just didn't want to sign yet. And just because Diana Russini and Adam Schefter are itching over the report and what he might be up to, that doesn't mean that he did anything. You complaining that Aaron Rodgers is not in the news is not Aaron Rodgers trying to get attention to be in the news. But he also does give these interviews. And so when he gives the interviews, now he's back in the news. We'll see if he sticks to that. You know, I think like a guy like Brett Favre, tried to be on TV for a little bit. Didn't go well. He had an audition, I think, with ESPN once. And he says he doesn't want to be in the public eye, and yet sometimes he's showing up at 3 p.m. on Newsmax. Like, do you want to be in the public eye or not? Not that I'm anybody, but I am going to. When I'm done, I'm done. When I'm done doing this as a business, I'm done. I'm not going to do it. Because I see a lot of these people like, They retire, but then they're not, and then they still have to get out their tweets all the time. Just go away. Just enjoy your life. Just enjoy your life. All right, so that's the life you want for yourself. What's going to be your mentality once you do retire?
I didn't need this. You know, I didn't need it at all. I don't feel the need to prove anything to anybody or don't have any chip on my shoulder that I need to hold on to. I don't want the attention. I know that's a narrative out there. When this is all done, you won't. It's Kaiser Sosa. You won't see me. I won't be in the public.
All right.
I don't want to live a public life.
Did he? What happened there?
It's literally listed separately. As it was playing, I'm like, did Marco play this earlier, or did I literally just play this? I'm afraid to see what the last one is.
See, I think what's funny is I think, like, in the past, I would have just let that play and then come back on air and pretended like it didn't, but I just didn't want to hear it again also.
But also, right. Today we've established that the newsroom needs a major overhaul. Yeah. This is the Boston Celtics situation where we need to get under the second apron, because our expensive contracts or lack thereof, company, are not cutting it right now. So, newsroom, we need to start trading people out. Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, get the hell out of the tape, and let's find someone else to get these slugs in here.
All right, so let me just housekeep for 20 seconds. So the two different cuts were titled Rodgers Explains Goals Heading Into the Season and then Rodgers Explains Mentality Once He Retires.
Seasonier.
Okay, so it should be Rodgers Explains Goals Heading Into the Season, parentheses long, and then the next one should be the same, parentheses short. Or like how long it is. The slug should be the same and it should differentiate. We just need to give him some help, I think.
Okay, you know what? This is actually my fault. So, as you said short and long, I looked at these clips, and there is a short and a long version of him explaining that this is likely his last season before retirement. So, what I had here for two... Oh, no, wait. Oh, no, no. I'm right. No, it is actually... I am right. I was right. This is mislabeled. Thank God. I thought I was about to take the grenade for whoever this person was. Nope, it wasn't me. Said person screwed up. Now I feel better. I just misread what I thought I misread, but I actually read it correctly.
I'm not mad in any way. I'm just looking for someone to blame.
It ain't me. I was about to take that L. Not me. I am still looking to trade Holiday and Porzingis right now. Where's my Anthony Simons? When is he walking through the door?
Let us play the last one, which is entitled Rodgers on What He Needs From This Season.
We don't notice.
That's all I need this year. It's just to go out there, have a chance to compete. That's why I'm working so hard, because I want to put myself in a position to be able to play 20 games this year and 20 great ones.
He knows it. God. Do you know what 20 games means? Why he says 20 games is because it's the playoffs. 17 games, yep. And then they'll get a bye. So he's a... I mean, I get it. It's what you say, but he does not believe that. And that's why I bring this all up. It's a one-year deal. Why is Pittsburgh in on this? What is Pittsburgh getting out of this? Pittsburgh's chances of winning the Super Bowl this year are immeasurably low. They're low. They're slightly less low with Aaron Rodgers than Mason Rudolph. In 2025, they're slightly less low. And I don't think that's saying much. So if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you must have really convinced yourself that you're an 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers away from winning a Super Bowl. You're not. You have not been able to find anybody since Ben Roethlisberger. And you keep going 9-8, getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs, where you're setting yourself up, where you're right smack dab in the middle of the first round, where you're not going to get one of the top talents. You need a quarterback of the future. Who's that quarterback going to be? Then this year, they were at what, 21, I think? Then this year, there were two top quarterbacks coming in. We thought Cam Ward goes one, you could get Shadur. No, didn't want him then. You could have got him in the third. You could have got him later. No, didn't want him then. Not that he would have even been the quarterback of the future, but at least it's a swing. At least it's the opportunity to see, okay, let's get a guy. You have Aaron Rodgers for 6 months. What's he going to play so well? You're going to do 10-7 so much harder this time that you're going to want to keep him and have him stick around? I have a hard time trying to see where the Steelers benefit in this. Unless, as we talked about with your theory, you as a Giants fan, we're like, yeah, bring in Aaron Rodgers. He's going to suck, and then we'll get a good pick. Maybe that's what will happen. Because we're assuming. I'm only assuming they go 9-8 or whatever because that's what they do no matter what. No matter who the quarterback is, they don't have a losing season under Tomlin. So I'm only assuming that because of that, not because of Aaron Rodgers. I'd predict them to go 9-8 if they just had Mason Rudolph. I've been saying for 5 years that they're going to be terrible. I've taken the under on them for 5 years. I lose. So I gave up to that. So this isn't, oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to make you so much better. What are we thinking Aaron Rodgers is going to do? He's going to go into the playoffs and beat two of the three of Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, two of the four, Justin Herbert, two, three of the five.
He ain't beating Mahomes because Mahomes won't be there.
Yeah, I gotcha. Plus 300 I saw for them to miss the playoffs. Which that feels like it should be high. But that, if you're going to bet $100 on your take that the Chiefs miss the playoffs, because it's a bold take to take, but if you're going to bet $100, you're only going to get $300 at the end of the year?
Yeah, it's not worth the investment.
It's not worth the investment. Uh-uh. Yeah, that's weird. So, I don't understand it from a Steelers standpoint unless they think he's going to be bad or they think he's going to be really good. They either think he's going to be really, really bad or really, really good. Because I don't understand. At some point, you have to start to invest in the next guy. 20 games. This is also the guy who said, we're going to win a couple and then I'll give it over to Zach Wilson, who is now, I think, on his third different team since then, right? Or no? Yeah. Where did he go last year?
He was in the Broncos. Yeah.
And now he's with Miami?
Si, senor.
Yeah. 888-710-4ISN. I think that's probably it for the week. I don't think I'll get any more out of the Aaron Rodgers content machine this week. But I did want to bring that up because I am curious about why the Steelers are doing it. And I also wanted to present to you, for the first time, the Aaron Rodgers paradox. Again, I described it at the beginning, but the Aaron Rodgers paradox is when you complain about how something went, but if it went the other way, you would undoubtedly complain about it still. So we attribute that to Aaron Rodgers because he does it all the time. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That, Carlos in Maryland called last night. This, Carlos in Maryland. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Bart?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry for the last time, just the argument with people in the house. But
was everybody, did cooler heads prevail?
Huh?
Did cooler heads prevail? Is everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I got a question, Bart. Is it okay if I present a list to you and Carlos with the K?
Yeah, as long as it's not like top 100 of something.
No, it's just five.
Okay, top five. Let's go. Let's go top five.
All right. I'm just going to give you, because you know the NBA Finals just happened. So I'm just going to give you my top five greatest final performers of all time after this final.
Wow.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I want to see what you and Carlos with the K have to say about it, because he definitely has to be included. He's my GOAT. But let's see. I guess number five, I would say my top five finals performer performances by a single player, I would say Shaquille O'Neal in 2001. And then four, I would say, yeah, it's not even just because you're here, it's because it was amazing. Giannis in 2022.
Wow, that's nice for someone. I mean, he did have a 50-piece in Game 6. People do forget.
Exactly. And then I'll say Hakeem Olajuwon in 90. What was that, 94? One of those finals years.
Yep.
And then the top two will be, I would say, Jordan in 90, 93. And I guess I would say Jordan again in 97.
Yeah, I would think that most people would end up putting Jordan on probably a couple of times.
Yeah, I was thinking about that question because I was thinking about the thing you said earlier with OKC and the whole synthetic thing. And, you know, I was just like, man, did Shea have one of the best performances ever? And I started comparing it to others. I was like, his doesn't even match up at all. He's not even in the top 10. But I was like, at least he got the finals MVP to his resume.
Yeah, I'll accept your list. That's a decent list. There's a lot that could go on the list, but you put one together, I'll accept it.
Thank you, Bart, and Carlos with the K. Carlos with the C is kind of finished. I'll try to call tomorrow, and sorry for the interruption. It never happened again. Thank you for the call.
It's all good. All right, Carlos with a C.
Too many Carloses.
Calling us up tonight. I wanted to pass this story along if you did not see it. Clemson has already kind of done this, and now South Carolina is getting into the mix.
Of course they would.
They are approving a new athletics fee for students. This is from Yahoo. Actually by a guy at Yahoo, not the AI that they usually bring out. Because so here's what happened was, remember this house settlement where teams can pay, or not teams, but athletic departments can pay athletes now directly from the school, but there's a salary cap to how much they can pay. Well, they still are responsible for coming up with the money. This doesn't mean that they're getting the money from the NCAA. They're responsible for coming up with the money. And you get up to $20 million spread out amongst, you know, your different teams. Most of it will go to football. They have had at South Carolina an $86 athletic fee per semester. That allowed USC students, USC, South Carolina, to attend every Gamecock sporting event they wanted. So, all right. You got $86. You can get every game you wanted at any time. You just say, here's my student ID, and you get in. Not everybody's going to take advantage of it, but it's a good way to show some school pride. Now, for football games, you still have to enter a lottery. They can't let all the kids in there, and there's a whole process behind that. So those benefits are all going to remain. So for $172 a year, because it's $86 a semester, and if you're part-time, you don't have to pay it. But you get to watch every game. You're supporting the athletic department, but you get something out of it, too. You get to go to every game. So that's still in place, but now there's also another $300 annually being added for students called the Athletics Auxiliary Fee. So there's already the fee that they're collecting from students. At least they get something out of it, but still, you know, I'm paying for my education here. You can argue if, you know, because you're like paying for room and board, you're paying for, I'm sure you pay something on there that's like for improvements, you know, to the campus, and it benefits you. But there's plenty of people that go to college that the sports matters nothing to them. And they can't even, if you try, find a way that it impacts their life. But they still got something out of it. Now this is just another $300 just to go to the athletics department. The AD said access to world-class athletic events is one of the many reasons students are attracted to South Carolina. In order to stay competitive in an evolving collegiate landscape, we have to create environments where students can have a great fan experience while cheering on the Gamecocks. In fall of 2024, they had around 38,000 students enrolled in the fall. If you do the math, a $300 athletic fee will generate nearly $11.5 million in new revenue. What is the fee going towards? South Carolina says it will continue student access to athletic events, ticket lottery, address increased event cost, enhance the student experience, facility upgrades. Now, what it's going to is the money that's going to go to these other kids. That's what it's going to. I mean, they're not. You're telling me they're doing this now, after this, coincidentally? No, I told you before. I'm not in the coincidence business anymore. There's always a reason, and whatever reason you think it is, it's probably that. Occam's razor. Simplest answer is the most likely answer. Clemson last year announced a $300 athletic fee. South Carolina now getting on board. I think of how I've addressed this in the past with when teams try to get public funding and players are always like, or not players, people, citizens. Are always like, oh, I don't wanna pay for that team. I don't even like that team. But I do look at sports teams in a town essentially as a public service. Chase Field just got $500 million in renovations from Phoenix because they want to be able to keep that team there. They just lost their hockey team. They lose their baseball team. What's it do to that downtown district? Sports teams are a thing that if you can have it, you should have it. You shouldn't let them get away. It's not as important as the fire department or the police department. It's not as important as maybe road repairs. It just maybe it is. Maybe it depends on where you put morale compared to, you know, potholes. So I've come to the point, and I'm a sports fan, so I've come to the point that, yeah, I don't care. It's fine with me. If it keeps the team in my town, I'll do it. There's a lot. See, no, but I don't think anybody, maybe some, but who's taking their property tax bill at the end of the year and going line by line item of what they're paying into their city? But then, oh, I got to pay $3 a year for this team? Oh, I'm going to go to City Hall. So I tend to think that I'm a guy who thinks that even like I voted yes for every school referendum that I've ever been a part of, even though I did not have a child till I was 35. Because I've just always felt that a better school makes a better community. I've just always felt that. Now, some people don't feel like they need to do that. Some people disagree. The big one now is, I need to see the whole budget. You're wasting money over there. Well, I mean, what do you think's going on? You think the school districts can get another $200 million, and teachers are still going to have to buy their own supplies? Come on. You think it's just sitting in the gym cushions? What are we doing? So that's just me. I'm not preaching it. I'm just saying me. All I'm doing is offering a little bit something about me that maybe you didn't know. Now that I have a kid in the school district, oh yeah. I want that to be better for him. This seems a little, I don't know though. With the college thing, it seems a little different because the sports are going to be there anyway. Sports are going to be there. You're just trying to make sure you can pay these people more. If I'm going to South Carolina just for school, I'm not expecting my football team to win a national championship. I'm not expecting my basketball team to be super competitive. Yeah, I might try to get to a game once a season, but I don't want to give you $300 so that you can go recruit better. So kind of weird to see how many universities might be on top of this. I'm for it with the city. Sports team help morale. I don't know if I was a student that I'd be thrilled. Oh, another $300. Oh, okay, great. And that means I have to rent how many books at the bookstore for $300? That's the biggest scam in the business. We had free books at the school I went to. That was a huge draw. Free books. You just turn them back in. Don't know why. I got some people going to other schools, they're paying $400 a book. And I don't get it. Makes no sense. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, we're building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There is a lot of soccer right now. Possibly, dare I say, too much. And that's coming from me, guy who's got a bunch of different soccer matches and tournaments in his calendar on my phone. There is the Club World Cup, which is going on in the United States. There is the Gold Cup quarterfinals. I think USA plays again on the 29th. I got to look this up. The Club World Cup, there was a picture that people were clowning on soccer. You know, good opportunity to rip on the sport when you can. Borussia Dortmund, team from Germany, they were playing a game last, what was the 21st? Saturday, last weekend. And the team was playing on the pitch, or the field. I'm not a stickler about that. But then it was so hot outside that the bench players that were not currently playing went into the locker room where they could stay cool and watch the game on TV. And it's tricky. You know, soccer tries to have water breaks sometimes when it's really hot. And, you know, you've been to games that are really hot. And especially if you're sitting just as a fan where the sun side and you're on the sun. Oh, it's hot. It's tough. What if I told you, Carlos, though, that it was 87 degrees?
What?
Is that enough to go inside and take shelter?
Come on, dude. It was Cincinnati, touching 100 degrees here.
Cincinnati Heat, 87 degrees?
Never heard
on the bench.
Cincinnati and Heat in the same sentence would be the Miami just moved to Cincinnati for some reason.
When's your heat wave over? Today? Tomorrow?
Actually, you know what? That's a good question. It might be like right now, and I think the rain should be coming in pretty soon.
Yeah, so we're starting the rain here.
I lied. Yeah, we got one more day. It's going to be 97 today.
Let me see, because I was thinking of going to this Brewers game on Wednesday or tomorrow. But if it's going to rain and I'm going to walk, I might just eat the dollar and watch Mizorowski and Skeens from the comfort of my own home. See, I'm only in for a dollar. That was a great move. I'm only in for a dollar.
But think of the content.
Yeah, think of the content. Do I go all that way just so I can say I watched a game? I'm more prone to feel comfortable talking about a Brewer game that I went to rather than just, you know, trying to force Milwaukee Brewers baseball down everybody's throat.
That's right.
Interesting. By the way, if you are into the soccer and are trying to find any way to be interested in it because there's so much of it, Inter Miami, where Messi plays, they are in the Club World Cup. They're going to be matched up against PSG out of Paris. That's Messi's old team. And it's going to be a knockout round. That game will be Sunday at noon Eastern in Atlanta. It's on DAZN, if anybody gets DAZN Network. We'd like to send our tribute to someone who passed away this week. And we do that via tonight's WTF.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait. WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
WTF should not be confused with the popular book Welcome to Florida with the initials WTF that was authored by, let me just double check the author's names here, Greg and Vicky Winkler. Wow. Sounds like a great book available on Amazon.com. Last week, I had brought up, we were talking about Arthur Smith. Remember, we were talking about Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator for the Steelers. And I was just doing a little digging on where Arthur Smith came from, and I had not realized that his dad was Fred Smith. Who's Fred Smith? Fred Smith was the founder and chairman of FedEx until he stepped down as CEO in June of 2022. Last weekend, he did pass away at the age of 80. So our condolences to the Smith family. Upon his death, an anecdote started getting shared over and over about something that happened early in his career, which is our thrilling fact tonight. When he was in the beginning stages of FedEx, his company, because of financial difficulties and rising fuel costs, was facing near bankruptcy. They had a fuel bill of about $25,000 that they needed to pay. He only had, to the company's name, $5,000 left. So if you have $5,000 and you need to pay the bill of $25,000, what do you do? What viable option can get you money by the end of the week? Well, I'll tell you what he did. He went to Las Vegas. And he played blackjack. And he turned $5,000 into $27,000. And it wasn't a long-term solution. This was not going to be the business model. But it did give Smith and the company enough breathing room to secure some additional funding and keep the company operational. Those hands go a different way. FedEx is the DuPont network. DuPont? FedEx is gone with yesterday's, you know, Bugle Boy jeans. So, Fred Smith, RIP, the age of 80, gave us one of the great gambling stories that we have. Want to thank Carlos Ortiz. Want to thank Marco Belletti. Carl Berman joined us, hour number one, to talk some draft. Not sure how much I want to thank the newsroom for their contributions tonight, but we can anyway. And all of you, we'll be back tomorrow talking some NBA draft. Pat Boyle next. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds! Cheers.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.